Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Tennessee man was killed in a vehicle moose collision on the Parks Highway. Alaska State Troopers report that 25-year-old Brian Sprenz was driving south of Broad Pass September 26th when his SUV hit a moose in the roadway. The accident, which occurred at about 1:30 a.m., resulted in Sprenz and a passenger, 21-year-old Lydia Hunter, also of Tennessee, being ejected from the vehicle. Sprenz was pronounced dead at the crash site by EMS, who responded from Cantwell. Hunter was seriously injured and flown to Mat-Su Regional Hospital. A hunter was injured when a bear rolled down on him. Alaska State Troopers report that 28-year-old William McCormick of Anchorage and a hunting partner shot a bear on a ridge above them Saturday in the Carter Lake area near Moose Pass on the Kenai. Troopers say the bear tumbled down slope, dislodging rocks, and that McCormick was hit by the bear and a rock, causing life-threatening injuries. The hunters called for help with an in-reach satellite communicator. Rescuers responded and hand-carried McCormick to a spot where a helicopter picked him up and flew him to Providence Hospital in Anchorage. The other hunter was not hurt. A regional growth plan for Eielson Air Force Base has been released. As KUAC's Robin reports, the plan looks at the impact of a 50% population increase at the base with the upcoming influx of F-35 fighter jets.
Two F-35A Lightning II squadrons will be stationed at the base in the next 4 years, with the first arriving in 2020. Borough Mayor Carl Castle informed the Assembly that work has already started on the suggestions made by Agnew Beck Consulting. The project firm was hired to examine what happens when about 4,000 more people move into the area near the airbase.
We're taking the growth plan very seriously and acting on it already.
The analysis estimates 2,000 of those new residents will be under the age of 17, causing a severe shortage of space for elementary and middle school students. The report notes there is already a shortage of affordable child care options in the borough, and the newcomers are going to bring about 800 children under the age of 4. The plan shows new growth has been an economic boost to the area, with lots of new housing under construction.
It recommends that we form a housing task force in our community, and we've already done that. FEDC, Fairbanks Economic Development, has taken the lead on that. They've already held a meeting and did a tour at some the facilities in North Pole where we're seeing housing construction going on.
In addition to housing, education, and child care, consultants examined planning and zoning, developing the civilian workforce, public safety, transportation, utilities and infrastructure, health and social services, and even quality of life. Castle says the plan involves the private sector in improving growth.
Foundation Health Partners are already planning a health clinic out in North Pole because one of the gaps we have in our delivery system here is lack of health care on the east side of town where we're going to see the major part of the influx.
The plan is on the website EAFB for Eielson Air Force Base, regionalgrowth.com. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
A Fairbanks man whose property was sold by the North Star Borough for failing to pay property taxes says he'll legally fight to get back his land. Chris Ripple's foreclosed on property was among dozens auctioned off by the borough last week. Ripple made news at the end of August when his perceived threats to borough staff resulted in a temporary shutdown of borough offices. Ripple considers himself a sovereign citizen who is not subject to taxation and contends borough staff are liable for selling his property.
They're putting themselves in personal peril, as in jeopardy, as in I can file legal claim against them, and that is peril, financial peril. These people can be individually sued.
Ripple has filed what's called an allodial patent for his land.
Honestly, I have never heard of this word before.
Denise Goss at Yukon Title Company in Fairbanks looked up allodial patent in a real estate dictionary.
The definition in this book states land owned by individuals as opposed to the feudal system of ownership of all land by king or ruler.
The State Department of Natural Resources confirms Ripple filed documents tracing his property's ownership, which he says negates any borough authority over it.
You change that deed to where it's not real estate, because real estate is a complete lie.
Allodial title is not recognized under state law.
Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams says the borough doesn't recognize it either, but he does not dispute Ripple's ability to sue.
I'm not a tax attorney or a title attorney, but we're going to continue to go through with our administrative processes.
A Forbes magazine article on allodial title cites failed cases in other states in which people have tried to get out of paying property taxes. Williams says it usually takes about a month to close on a foreclosure sale, after which it's up to the new owner to deal with anyone living on the property. Ripple's home burned on August 23rd, a fire that remains under investigation. Ripple says he's living in a garage on the property and has no plan to leave, but emphasizes he's a peaceful person. I'm Dan Bross.